Hey, hi, hello, guys. How are you doing on this fabulous day? That was so extra. It's actually not that fabulous of weather, but I'm in a good mood, so here we go. It's raining, but it ain't gonna bring me down. Yeah, all right. Anyways, to the point, I'm gonna be talking today about not being afraid to ask. So stop being afraid to ask, okay? So there's this thing, like we as humans are just so scared of just asking a question because of that rejection. Like this goes all the way back to when we're kids. I don't know about y'all, but I was 1,010% the kid that would have my best friend go ask my parents if they could spend the night or I could spend the night with them because I was like I didn't want them to tell me no. And it was less like I just for some reason thought it was less likely for them to tell my friend no, which is hilarious because now that I am an adult, I'm 32 and I have two kids of my own, 9 and 7. I'm just like, I have no problem telling your friend no. Like that whole entire like ideology, whatever, is so fucking false because I'm going to tell your friend no, just like I tell you no. Like, I don't know why we think that, but it's that fear of rejection. We don't want to be the ones being told no. We're going to let our friend go get told no. And it's the same thing in your business. Listen to this, okay? I'm gonna change it into something that's more normal, I guess, so to say, and easier to kind of like wrap our heads around, but it's the same concept, okay? So, listen, you go into a restaurant, right? What is the first thing in most, sometimes there's shitty restaurants, so don't call me out, but in most restaurants, the first thing your waiter does or waitress is they offer you drinks. And they don't just say, would you like water? No, they're going to offer you specialty drinks, either alcoholic beverages or like the strawberry lemonade, the ones that are the more expensive upcharges, right? They're going to offer you specialty drinks, not just water or tea. Okay. They're going to ask for the big things. And then can I get you started on an appetizer? We have this, this, or this. My favorite is this. My favorite is that, whatever. They're going to try to get you to get an appetizer on top of your entree. Bigger check, right? The next thing is you are going to be like, all right, I would like to order the 6-ounce steak. I like it rare with a salad for the side, right? Your steak comes with one side, all right? Sorry. What are they going to do? They're going to offer you upgraded options, okay? So they're going to tell you about this special that's going on right now. Well, right now, for just a little bit more, you can get the 8-ounce steak, and it actually comes with 3 sides and a free drink. And you're like, yeah, I like more for less. Like, come on. And not less, but, you know, just paying a little bit more for a lot more. You get the point, all right? Then after that, what are they going to do next? Anybody? They're going to ask you about more upgrade options, okay? Like, would you like some grilled onions or some mushrooms? Or do you want the butter? Or, like, they're going to keep giving you these options to upgrade your entree, to upgrade your package, to upgrade whatever, and to make your check bigger. Because guess what? And again, I waitressed for a long time, so this isn't always true. But majority of the time, people are somewhat consistent on tipping bigger on bigger checks. Sometimes. Don't, like, that's the goal, right? But, like, it's your job to offer the upgrades, to give them the best thing they can have, right? This is the same in your business. And, like, tell me, are you going to be mad that the waitress asked you if you'd like to get the bigger special that's going on for just a couple dollars more? Like, you got 2 more ounces of steak, 2 more sides, and now your drink is free. Right? Like, you're not going to be pissed that she told you it was going on when you didn't know. I don't know anyone that's like, don't fucking tell me your specials. I don't want to know. Like, I waitressed a long time. This is what happens. They're either like, no, I'm good with what I got. Or, oh, yeah, that's a great deal. I would like, let's go ahead and do that. They don't usually get mad. I can't pinpoint any time in my waitressing career, and I waitressed for about 6 years-ish, maybe a little more. But I can't pinpoint a single time where anyone was mad at me for telling them about the special of the day or telling them, oh, you can upgrade for this or whatever. Like, I've never had anyone that I can think of mad about that. So why aren't you doing it in your business? Why aren't you telling them about the specials that are happening? So say I'm going to use my personal business for an example. So I do a fat burning drink. All right. And you can get a box of the drinks by themselves, or you can get one of our starter bundles, and that includes an entire program that's 14 days long where we do daily directive videos, all these extra stuff, right? So if they're like, I just want the box, this one box of drinks, okay? If you don't tell them, hey, we have these starter bundles that are discounted right now that also come with this free 14-day program, why would they be like, hey, I want in on the program with the discounted bundles if they don't know it's there? Like, they're either going to be like, oh my God, yes, I want the extra help. I want the extra program. I want the discounted price. I want this. Or they're going to be like, no, let's just get started with this one box for now and see how it goes. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, stop being afraid to ask them and provide a service by letting them know about options out there, letting them know about a special going on with your product or a special going on with your services, or you get the point, right? Like, if you got to buy two, get one free, and they're ordering one box, why would you not be like, hey, if you throw one more box on, you can actually get three boxes for the price of two? Like, if you're not sharing and telling people, they don't know, okay? So stop being afraid to simply ask and present them with other options. If they're like, no, I'm good, then cool. Just take care of them as they are. But stop holding yourself back by the fear of them rejecting your 14-day program or your 8-ounce steak or whatever. They're going to pick what works best for them in the end. So maybe a discount and more product is better for them. You don't know unless you ask. So if you will, screenshot this, share it in your stories. It is at Leslie Vivian, or at Leslie.Vivian, and that's Lesley dot Vivienne. I would love to know your biggest takeaway from this. If this helped you by putting it in that waitress scenario that's more normalized for us to kind of like transfer it into business, let me know if that helped you. I love and appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you later.